A number of groups filed for intervener status so that they could file objections to the plant's extension of its operation to 2050. The Coalition of Environmental Organizations planned to argue that renewable energy resources, such as wind power, could ultimately replace nuclear power. But the NRC ruled that their argument lacked merit because that replacement power isn't available now. Doug Bogan with the Anti-Nuclear Seacoast Anti-Pollution League takes issue with that.
Because we're talking about 20 years down the road, it's ridiculous to suggest that we would need to demonstrate that alternative power is available today.
Bogan says that the NRC is effectively streamlining the licensing process for the Seabrook plant. The current operating license expires in 2030. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood.